15 to 20 million jobs.
I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
We're our national leaders.
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM, broadcasting in Philadelphia and the entire tri-state area. And you can listen on the internet from anywhere in the USA, as well as from anywhere across the world, simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link, which is right on the left-hand side. I want to tell you something. After giving out all of our flyers over the last few years and all of the thousands of email people we've generated, we certainly have a lot of people who know that title, American Workers Radio. First of all, thank you for spreading the word, inviting people to tune in. If you received our email this morning, send it off to someone else, and we will be sending an email out a little later today, which will have today's broadcast on it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there has been a lot of things going on, but I'm very happy to have with us today Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store. Larkin Connolly will be joining us later. Rich Logis, the principal of RJL Technology Integration, and our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, and I'm Michael Blihash. Very proud to be with you as we get together on this Wednesday, July the 13th. Well, ladies and gentlemen, how about if I start off today with just a few thoughts? I would like to say there's been a lot of things happening in America in the last few months, the last few weeks. And from all the people I meet and the people that I know, Americans are really good people. So many people are proud to be Americans. I believe a lot of our problems, though, come from the fact that we've had bad leaders, and the media is also covering too much of the negativity that's happening in America. I believe that the media is fanning the flames of discontent, which has been turning off the good people who don't want to dwell in negativity, but want to work hard, enjoy their families. This is a vacation season. And all of this thing, the things that you and I look forward to make life a little better. Americans are really concerned with their future, their families, their communities. And I really think that the media should start focusing on the poverty situation in America, which has been caused by a lot of the loss of jobs around the country, where factories have closed, offices have closed, moved all around the world. And we should be asking more questions like, and the conventions start. One starts in Cleveland this coming Monday, the 18th. The next one starts in 2 weeks, and that'll be in Philadelphia. Why aren't the media focused on things like, why aren't more businesses expanding their industries in America? Mark, I'm going to ask you to address that a little bit today. And they should also be asking, why aren't America's schools preparing every student for at least one job skill that's needed in America right now? Not the types of, you know, special education that the people are going for, liberal arts and all, but something that will allow them to have an income for a lifetime. Political leaders certainly use the words, oh, we're doing so much for you. But I really see from my travels, from the responses that I see and hear from people, American Workers Radio and movements like the Buy American Made campaign are really efforts that are urging people to unite and take action to support one another, the businesses that are employing ourselves, our family, and our friends, and to start asking the question, what have elected leaders been doing to accomplish good things for America, other than good things for themselves? I'm going to start off today with Rich Logis, and I know you're ready to speak up about those few opening remarks.
Well, Michael, thank you, and Mark, and hopefully Mark will join us and to our listeners. Michael, I want to ask you a question on air, and I want to ask Mark the same question on air. Can you guys tell me, it's 11.05 a.m., Eastern, July 13th. Can you guys tell me where Paul Ryan is right now at this moment?
No,
what is he doing right now, Mark, at this moment?
No clue, Rich.
Where is he? Can someone please, Pete's listening. Hey, Pete, Adam, Caroline, Teresa, hello, everyone. It's Rich down here in sunny Florida. Can somebody please tell me, do you guys remember Where's Waldo?
Oh, yeah, I've told that to a few people.
Remember Where's Waldo?
Yes, I do.
Where's Paulie? Can someone tell me where Paul Ryan is? Michael, the media. Do you guys remember recently the Democrats had a sit-in? They actually used the words sit-in.
Yes, I remember that just a few weeks ago.
Right. Do you remember they did that? You know when they did that, the complicit media talked about them like they were the second coming of Mahatma Gandhi. And after they were out of the news, because they were in the news for a few weeks with it, do you know what the Democrats did when it was over? They thanked the media, Michael, the way that you would thank your public relations firm for getting you a big deal. So that's what the Democrats did. What did the Republicans do? They wrote letters. Brilliant. Man, I wish I had thought about that. There is no better way to get stuff done than to write letters. Michael, where's the Republican sit-in? Where are the there are 301 Republicans in the House and Senate. 301, Mark. The daily salary of Republican congressmen and women and their staffs, the daily salaries combined, are $100,000 per day. In a year, that's one-third of $1 billion. Where are the 301 Republicans walking in unison to the White House to say, Mr. President, we are not leaving here until you have answered adequately for the American people why the rule of law is not upheld? We are not leaving here until you explain why there is a growing culture in this administration that sides more with criminals than it does with victims. See, guys, don't you get it? Don't you understand? You don't bring a butter knife to a gunfight. You bring a whole damn army. Where are they? Where's McConnell? Where's Cruz? Where's Paul? Where's Rubio? Where's Ernst? Where's Sessions? Where's Gowdy? Where's Boehner? Where's ISA? Where are they? Mark, where are they?
That's right. And that's why America is where we are today, because they all sat around. You know, Mark and Rich and every listener involved, political parties have not been helping unite people. That they don't care anymore. They haven't done it in years and years and years. Many of the people I speak with feel that political parties exist mainly to raise money for their candidates, secondly, to win elections, and mainly to have power over the American people. Serving the people is second, third, fourth, or fifth place. Once they get in, they hit the lottery, and they go right to raising money for the next time around. And by the way, only a small amount of people really have the ear of politicians, because they are the voters themselves that are kissing up to the politicians.
Michael, if I may?
Yes.
Mark, excuse me, I want you to get on this. I think you might have just partly answered my question, Michael. When I ask, where are you right now? What are you doing right now? I suspect they're probably with a lobbyist who's got the checkbook out. Maybe they're in a big fancy fundraiser in the Hamptons or Beverly Hills. Michael, where's your Republican Senator Toomey right now? What's he doing right now? Or maybe they're out doing what seems to be the current favorite activity of the Republicans, which is to trash the guy publicly who just got the most votes in the history of their party's primary. See, don't you get it, guys? What's it going to take? Where's their sit-in? Mr. President, we ain't leaving here until you've answered it. So you're either going to answer it or you're going to arrest us. Because you want to know something, guys? Politicians, business people, everybody gets things right and wrong in life. But you know what you can't get wrong? You know what you can't teach? Courage. You can't teach that. You know, right, Mark? You either got it or you don't. I mean, you can develop leadership skills, sure. Compromise? Michael, giving everything the Democrats want, almost everything, isn't compromise. It's cowardice. Are you in cahoots with the Democrats? Are you scared? Are you nervous? Would you put your hand on the Bible and swear to uphold our Constitution? Did you misunderstand it and think that you were swearing to not get your feelings hurt? Where are they, Michael? Mark, tell me, guys, please.
Yep.
I want to know.
Mark, I want to hear your side.
Yeah. How you doing, guys? And I'm so glad, Rick, you still have that high energy, you know.
Cuban,
Rick does his
Cuban
homework,
coffee.
Audience.
I got a lot of Cuban neighbors. The coffee they give me should be outlawed. So
yeah.
Much caffeine.
You know, and it's great because people call, you know, certain people crazy. Or it's passion, you know, love of country. You want to fix it. We need a restart in this country. We need to start over. And I always said America gets selfish, greedy, and lazy. And it's a fact. And I said, if you're going to Florida but see a sign that says Canada and your window's icing up, stop the car. You're going the wrong direction, right? So, you know, it's time to stop the car. Need leadership, and leadership is everything there, Rich. And you said you can't go to college for common sense, drive, ambition, or courage, Rich. You just can't. But you got to have that in you. You got to understand if you're playing the game of everybody else, you got to stop. We need that person in there. This is a historic year. We need change. It's going to start getting heated up, and I'm hoping they develop and write them items down on the plan that they're going to have to attack first and really get this country under control. And that Constitution is quite a document. In my store just yesterday, I had a gentleman from Houston, Texas, fly in to do a great article nationally on general welding and that, and we were honored to be asked. And he walked in. He goes, boy, Washington should read that. And I said, oh, you like that? You don't mind that there on the wall? And he goes, no, that's a great document, the Constitution.
That's amazing, Mark. I mean, Mark, that's amazing.
We get a lot of compliments, Rich. Why don't they use that? Why don't they read that? Why don't they follow that? I hear that all the time.
Mark, you're right. And why isn't that part of every year's curriculum in every grade of this in school? Nobody knows about it.
13-foot guys, so you can't miss it. But it's well written. I just, you know, they get off track, and they should just go home and sit in the bathroom and read it, you know, and start over. Right?
It's an inconvenience, Mark. And you want to know something? Many people who consider themselves don't like we do, I believe, right? We are staunch advocates of the Constitution. Even if by chance, Michael, even if by chance there's some parts in it, we say, well, I don't fully agree. When you swear to uphold, which I'm not saying that's me, but I'm just saying, when you swear to uphold the Constitution, this ain't no Chinese buffet. You don't get to pick and choose what you like. See, the Democrats do that. So where are the 301 Republicans whose combined salaries with their staff yearly is one-third of $1 billion.
Yeah, and, Rich, my point with the Constitution, that was the plan that was drawn up. That's what they stuck
with
for over 200 years. It worked. It's a threat of our country, and we actually got a pretty darn good country, right?
I have to tell you guys a story, and if you indulge me for a moment. My congresswoman is Deborah Wasserman Schultz. Undoubtedly, you guys have seen her on the news. She's the chair of the DNC. Her opponent in the Democratic primary is running with a platform saying that she isn't liberal enough. The day after the Dallas shootings, I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. The day after the Dallas shootings, Mark, I got an email from his campaign because I was subscribing. Do you know what the email was about, guys? Algae in Miami. Algae. That's what was on your mind the day after the worst ambush on law enforcement in this country's history? Algae? Tell me, Mark, where do you negotiate with that guy? You're a business person.
You know,
you've made a business out of Made in America. That's tough. That's a tough business.
And law enforcement, Rich, is what holds our society together.
So tell me, how are you, Mark Andrew? You're a successful business person. You have multiple businesses. You went from successful to in the dumps to back to being successful. So Mark Andrew knows how to make deals, negotiate, and compromise. Can you tell me, Mark, where do you negotiate with that guy who sends out an email about algae?
Yeah, it brings me back to the lemonade stand, Rich, which they can't run.
Okay. I just want to know. I'm just asking the question rhetorically for our listeners, Michael.
Yeah,
I want somebody to tell me,
you're right.
Well, Rich, here's how you negotiate and compromise with that person. I'm waiting. I'm going to wait with open ears for someone to call in and let me know.
Well, Rich, I agree. And, you know, even the media, I'm very disappointed in a lot of the media because they have taken more focus on fanning the flames of tension in America. And they're putting all of this focus on race and creeds.
Mike,
it would be better to report the facts. An American was shot.
This is the time the media, Mike, should really say, hey, we got to get this, everybody aligned here. This is important. Yeah, don't play with it, like you said. I do blame the media for a lot of this.
And you know what? See,
a
lot of them,
right,
Mark, a lot of them wouldn't have anything to do if they didn't fan this thing over and over again.
This is
why can't they fan the fact that we are now, 30 years after outsourcing our jobs, have more poverty in America than any time since the Depression? Why aren't they focusing on that fact? Why aren't they focusing on the fact that 10,000 Americans retire every day and we don't have 10,000 people in the system to replace them?
Yeah, and it brings me back to the one team, one goal, one country, one goal. We got to start getting aligned. You don't want to divide. Both sides aren't 100% right. You got to get this. And the media does have the power to make the right changes if they really got together.
Well, ultimately, guys, and I don't mean to contradict when I ask, where's Toomey, where's Rubio, where's Cruz, where's Ryan, all these people?
They should all be out on the Capitol steps or at the White House saying, when do we unite?
Yes, you're right, Michael. You're right. But ultimately, what is it really about? It's really about all of us, the people in this country. See, that's the thing. Don't people get it? You know, don't they understand what's it going to take when you have enforcement of the law, Mark, problems at the highest levels, when you have a growing culture that sides more with the criminals than with the victims? Where do the people finally say that enough is enough? I suspect, Michael, that we might be there. I suspect that we might be there right now. And if we're there right now at that point, then where it all goes and what it all means remains to be seen.
Well, you are at that point, Rich. I will tell you, we are at that point because I work constantly with a growing number of people. And I hear a lot of opinions. In many cases, I do not continue the conversation because I can see this person is not thinking the way you and I would think or many Americans would think. And they just have one focus on their mind, and no matter what happens, that's what they're going to do. They don't want to, they're not concerned about jobs because they say, well, if there's no jobs, government will have to pick up the slack. Then I ask a question like, well, where would the government get more and more money? Well, taxes. I said, well, isn't taxes what drove the businesses out of America and to places all over the world? I says, how about job skills? Well, they should be doing that in school. They never want to take responsibility for what is happening. You know, you mentioned Mahatma Gandhi. Well, he once said, you must be the change you want to see in the world. In our case, if we want to change in America, we have to make that change happen by ourselves. We, the American people, we, the American consumers, we, the people who are going out to make that election possible and that person go into that seat in Washington or in any other state. We have to speak up. Getting 20 or 30 or 40% of the registered voters out to vote is not going to do it anymore. Yep. We have to have people use their entire full human potential, not be anything but focused on positive.
You know, Mike and Rich, them people in these high places and have the power and are in that seat have to take ownership of the problem, the challenge that exists. It is their responsibility.
Thank you, Mark.
And we got to hold them accountable and responsible. They have to take ownership. I see it in my small company. A good employee, even if they're self-managed, until they take ownership, everybody pushes it around, they're nobody to me. They got to take ownership and really take it in. And my company to them is should be everything, because it's the place that feeds you. It's just like the country should be to these political leaders.
That's right. And because the political leaders get their paycheck every week, Mark, they really don't care about you and I or any listener or any American, whether they're a veteran, a homeless, someone in college. Can you believe, Rich, you would know this better than anybody. Can you believe that college loan interest is now bigger than anything you can imagine? Finding ways to screw the American youth and put them in debt for 10, 15, and 20 years after they graduate.
Michael, we cannot. Our society is too no and low info. We're not a stupid people. We're a very capable people, the most capable. But our society cannot sustain itself with so much no and low info. Do people get it that not knowing something, no one is an expert of experts on this show. No one in our day-to-day life, most likely, is an expert of experts. But do you guys notice in your conversations when you go out and you talk with people, and they're not aware of things?
No, they're not.
You know, we can debate why that is and all of the variant. There's a lot of reasons why that is. But first and foremost, it starts with the individual. We can't sustain this thing being so low info.
Now,
so no info.
Rich, Mark, and everyone listening, I want to say this. When people that were having the campaign in Cleveland, followed by the one in Philadelphia, we'll all be watching it with great interest, hopefully. The media will focus on the positive things that come from those conventions. However, there's something I want to mention, and you know it better than anybody, Rich. As far as registered voters in recent years, the eyes really have it at this point. Right now, you have 42% of the American people registered as independents. 29% are registered as Democrats, and 26% are registered as Republicans. The balance is all the smaller party, the Green, the Constitution, and everything else. As far as I'm concerned, the eyes have it. And they really, it seems to be a growing wave of thinking in America. In fact, it may be time. I know Larkin goes wild when I say this. It may be time to begin a new independent party and really call it the Independent Party, and the political party that's equal to the Democrats and Republicans. A political party that is equal to the Democrats and Republicans. I really believe we need at least a third party in this country.
Mike, now to be clear, them numbers you read, 42, 29, 26, that's national.
That's national.
Really?
That's what it is. You can go right
Very
on there and anybody can Google what is the registration totals for each of the parties. This is a new movement in America.
Independence is that large? Well,
42% of every voter in America is now independent.
Undecided, really.
Undecided. Well, no, independent. In other words, they don't want to be hassled by any major party. I think, as I talk to people, and they think that it's time for the Independent Party to come forward and become a party equal with the Democrats and Republicans. And then I will have you, Mark, as president, and Rich Loges as vice president. And I know right there that party is going to grow and we'll be elected and we will make the change in America that's really needed.
It's funny. I think most people want a qualified leader that can pass the interview and is the best fit and that has a great plan and will work on the plan and not talking about each other. So, you know, that's interesting numbers.
Those are facts. So that means, Rich, that Hillary and Trump have to cater to the independents.
They've got a lot of work to do.
So who really presents the best plan is going to do it. And it's really up to people like us, these smaller broadcasts that become bigger voices all over the country. More and more of these people are coming around. Maybe they don't have a radio broadcast behind them, but they are coming around. They're going to meetings. They're getting involved with organizations, getting people together. And the reason for that is, Mark, exactly what you experienced. Industries closed. People lost their livelihoods, but unfortunately, there are not enough Mark Andels in states across America to restart, re-trigger the things so that people would have a livelihood, would get behind the movement. There's not enough Mark Andels around.
People of Michael and Mark, people of courage, understandably, have, for the most part, shied away from our politics. Now, here's the thing. There are some individual cases that we've seen and we're seeing now. For example, I consider, though I don't know him, I look at a guy like Ben Carson. That guy's a pretty courageous guy, in my mind. That's a guy with a fascinating, I don't agree with him. I don't ask you if you agree with him. I don't care if you agree with him or not. Look at that guy. Poor, single parent, grew up in a time of true racism, and had unprecedented success in his field. Why isn't that guy propped up in front of black Americans in our country? They're saying, look at this guy. Right now, if you look at, even though it's not my district, if you look at Paul Ryan's challenger, Paul Nealon, no political experience, this guy just had a press conference outside of Paul Ryan's mansion, which, of course, is surrounded by gates and walls. And he said, Congressman Ryan, you've got a wall. Where's ours? Well, you know, Rich, that thing that Trump says, time out, Michael, time out. The wall has been in the Congress for 10 years. You guys knew that, right?
More than 10.
Donald Trump. No. Donald Trump is just the last one to say it, not the first. So he went and had a press conference outside his home. And you know what Ryan's response was? Well, I need a wall and gates to protect my children. Oh, my God. That's the stuff that we say about Democrats. We just said it, Michael, about the top Republican so-called leader in the Congress. Do you guys realize that we just applied the same standard to Democrats that we just did to the top Republican in the Congress? No, but they're very different parties, LOL. Mark, do you feel like you're in the twilight zone a little bit?
You know, and we always try to stay positive even here, accomplishments. And I had a great meeting this past Monday with a store, with the Store and Store Project, which meaning taking our Made in America store and putting it in other stores around the country. And it's going very well, and it's being received very well in the Kinney drugstore chain throughout New York, 75 of them, and Vermont, 25. And I had the opportunity when I was out of town last week to visit one in Ogdensburg up by St. Lawrence Seaway. And I walked in, and I was kind of blown away. 8-foot of section set up with Made in America product. Just looked awesome. And went to the camp owner where we were at. He goes, Mark, I was walking through a Kinney drugstore, and I seen your product set up. I couldn't believe it. And this is kind of a depressed area up there, and they really just salted the earth people. And I couldn't believe it. So anyways, this past Monday, this Kinney team comes to see me, and the president wanted to come, and the other guy, and they were fighting the cops. So four of them come and see us and want a full tour, talking about another fall set and even growing what we're doing with them, and because people are really loving it. And, Mike, you'd appreciate that, and Rich, you know, because they're really loving creating and saving jobs with every purchase, vote with your dollar, and, you know, 100% products, certified products. And Through this meeting, I spent 4 hours with him Monday, and it went wonderful. Showed him the new store and walked through and general welding and the manufacturing, how it all ties together. Showed the DVD, the movie, everything. And then at the end of 4 hours, the one guy goes, "Mark, why are you so alone with this? Why isn't everybody jumping on this? What you're doing, it makes sense." And I couldn't believe, and you had to see the pause, how quiet he was. Why are you so alone in this country on this? And Mike, you'd appreciate it. You started in the 80s. And Rich, you've been, you know, busting it as an entrepreneur and how hard it's gotten. But why are we so alone with this? This radio show helps, and why aren't people jumping on to the Made in America Matters, creating and saving jobs, a 30-year mistake, and we got to get back to building things here. But it was kind of neat that these people really grab it, and they're really helping to move in and mission it with these kiddie drugstores. And we want to grow that into other stores, and we got a lot of opportunity coming up because people, they found out, really love it when you put it in front of them.
They do, Mark, they do. And as I mentioned a few times over the past few years, if only we could get some of our stores to put a section Made in America supplies.
A designated section, Mike.
Designated section.
It makes sense.
Little flags on the merchandise to attract people's attention. It's a fear factor.
Not fraudulent, you know, factual.
Not
100%.
Factual. You know, Mark, what is the problem? Number one, there is probably two difficulties with this. Number one is the merchandisers that are bringing the stuff in from overseas have a real commanding lead over everything that we're doing in America. They also have a commanding lead over the politicians.
Yes.
With
Absolutely.
Their big money donations.
And you know, Mike, that's the problem.
And that is the main problem. And secondly, I believe Paul Ryan was on a town hall meeting, and he mentioned something that the welfare system in America has made it difficult for someone to get off welfare. And that means that if you work a certain amount of hours every week, then you will lose certain benefits. And the list of benefits that you continue to lose really becomes a problem for you. So it's better for you to stay on the public government programs than to go out and work. There's a third and most important thing. 20 years ago in Philadelphia, I'll mention Philadelphia in particular, they said, talked about the welfare to work program. Now, that if we did that 30 years ago, then you would be able to have success. But with all of the industries moving out of America, it became harder and harder for you to send someone to an employment opportunity. So this is part of the problem. The big guys in Washington don't want to be humiliated by admitting we don't have enough industries right now. And when you have an industry, you have the buyers, the managers, you have the artists, you know, the research and development, 1,001 jobs that are part of that. They don't want to admit the fact that all these trade agreements took those job opportunities out, O-U-T, of America. So where are we going to send the people for a job if there's so few job opportunities? Just let's play real nice with the people who have a job. And those that don't, we just have to create more and more opportunities for them to get some kind of assistance from government. That's the bottom line, Mark.
Yeah, yeah. You know, lately I also hear once in a while, "Hey, you still doing that thing? Can I still put your product in there? You're not still doing that 100% thing." I'm like, "Yeah." So I joke with my buyer, "Yeah, are we still doing that thing?" Yeah, I said, "I'm going to be doing this thing until I'm upstairs." Yeah, until we fix this country. Our children need this thing.
you know, Mark, this brought something to my mind. I'm going to ask you and Rich to do something special today. We have the Democrats are going to be meeting in Philadelphia on Monday, July the 25th. The Republicans begin this Monday, July the 18th, in Cleveland, Ohio. Now, we've been looking at their platform committee meetings in the last few days and getting some reports from our good news media. However, if you were on the committee, Mark, what are three things you would ask them to focus upon as part of the party platform to go out and send out this message to the voters before November the 8th? What are the three things you would like to see addressed? I'm going to ask Rich the same question.
Yeah, I mean, number one for me, we need the leadership. Are you going to take this country in a path where we can get the middle class grown again? How are we going to do it? How are we going to bring manufacturing, give enough incentives, make it practical to build here successfully the whole supply chain, and back that Made in America, support your country 50-50%. We need to work on the security of the country and, you know, blend everybody together. How do we get everybody on that same track where we get the confidence back, where people aren't so negative and we get that want back and that can-do spirit back? And, you know, then we got to work on the education system and make sure our kids are going through a system that really is working to create an American and a can-do spirit and give them the opportunities they deserve without lying to them along the way, pushing them through a school system and gaining money on them and using them as that product, that there's no job at the end for them. They're, you know, it's like going up the escalator all the way and there's no door up there. There's no floor, right? So them are three things, Mike.
Very well said. Mark, if you were on either one of those committees, you would be amazed at the responses you would get. They would find every which way we have to worry about this.
And I'd keep drilling them three questions.
Well,
till
see,
they
that's what I want. That's what I want the American people to start grilling the people. Okay, Rich, what would you like to see? The three you can repeat and just add on. What would you like to see part of the major part of the party's platform?
Michael, the first two things are our trade/economy and our national security. Always those two things are most important. And the third thing, which is a somewhat less definitive, broader answer, it is my opinion, and I speak only for myself, guys, not for you, Michael, Mark, Larkin, Henry, anyone listening. I speak for myself. It is my opinion that I believe right now in our country we are embroiled in a constitutional crisis. A crisis is not unique in world history. It is not unique in American history. But what has separated the United States from other places is that we have been able to nonviolently address our crises. In my opinion, I think our government doesn't serve as useful a function as it could and should. Now, if that is true, and if people listening to this show believe me, or they think, well, Rich, you know, yeah, we're in a problem, but what's for dinner? I would welcome conversations with those people, Michael. But I believe right now that we are in the midst of that. And the only way that we're going to peacefully get out of this crisis, if we're in it, if you don't believe that we're in it, then you don't believe it. But the only way we're going to get out of it nonviolently is by holding to account those in these positions of lawmaking and leadership positions. It's the only way that we can do it. Now, and part of that, Mark, you got to go out. We got to go out and talk to people. We got to go out and meet independents. Michael, you said independents. Independents haven't had their day in the sun yet. They couldn't vote in 37 states in the primaries.
Have you seen that statistic? It's 42%, isn't it, Rich?
Well, Michael, I bet you, I bet that's true. Yeah, I bet it is. But I know the fact, but what I do know is independents can't, they couldn't vote in 37 states. And this week, in the last, well, really the last couple of days, we've got to see some of the discomfort of Sanders voters. And Michael, you said on the show a while ago, let's see if Sanders endorses Clinton. I stopped you right on the spot. I said, of course he will. Of course he will. So lo and behold, There it is. Say what one will about Ralph Nader, Ross Perot, agree or disagree, like or not, they didn't go side with Clinton and Gore. They ran a campaign. They ran a campaign. Well, they were stubborn. Well, Ralph Nader cost Al Gore the election. Actually, I'd argue Al Gore cost Ralph Nader the election. Personally. Yes, me, Mark. I think actually Al Gore, who's on the short list, the biggest scam artist in American history. I think Al Gore cost Ralph Nader. I think Bill Clinton cost Ross Perot the election, Michael.
I think, Rich, that if we had an election right now as to who we would want to see on both, you'd have to share yourself with the Democrats and the Republicans on their platform committee. Mark and I, first two votes, Henry three, we would want you to be on that committee. Do you agree, Mark?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm thinking, who's not worried about popularity and is actually going to do their job? You know, as a candidate, who's really not worried about, you know, the most non-political would be Trump. And it's just funny, who's going to actually, it's easy to entertain. You got to become a better listener. I try to every day. You got to kind of get an understanding. You got to get a great understanding of what's going on. And then you've got to be able to, you know, make that move, close the deal and try something. I hate to bring up health. And health is at the top of my list. I listed three things. I say Made in America and Make More in Your Country, number one, jobs, because I truly believe Made in America. If you had more people working, every age, race, you'd have less problems. You'd have more middle class. You'd have people, you know, bringing in their own income and putting food, shelter, and clothing, their self, and get that want and that good feeling back, because I think that matters. Now, health insurance I bring up because my employee, if they're on Aquaplan, costs me $15,300 a year right now, which is no dental. It's going up 8 to 10% this September 1st, which will take my employee from $15,300 cost to $16,800. And Rich said it best, why should Mark Andel be involved with health insurance? I'm just saying, this is something that did not work, affordable health, and it's a problem, so you can't just throw stuff at the wall and let it slide off. That health insurance coming up this September 1st for me is another $1,000 to $2,000 per employee more. I have a major, major problem. So there's so many things on this top 10 list we could put plan-wise, and we could prioritize Mike and Rich, but there's so many things. They can't just put something together that does not work and just gain the party, you know, a dog bone, you know?
You know, Mark, I'm going to get you in contact with the man that I know in the health insurance industry to see what can be done to help you.
Yeah, I'd love it. I
think you, I think he may be very helpful to get you to the right guy there in New York.
Yeah,
but here's what I want to say. I believe that all of our listeners will join with me in saying, what do we want to do? What would be the top things that we would like to see on the platforms of the committees, both Constitution committees of the Democrat and the Republican parties? Number one, I'd like to see double the industries that we have in America right now. Right now, whatever that number is, 28 million or whatever, double it during the term of the next president. Make no less than one competitive product that we sell in America's stores right here in the USA. Can you even believe we would be talking about that? But the number one would be double the industries that we have right here in America now.
Let's start with the toaster, Mike.
Start with the toaster. Perfect example.
One item that plugs in.
Some umbrellas and
one
all.
Item people, in the
people,
United States.
People are a nervous wreck to open up umbrellas around me because they'll ask, where's the tag? They'll think I'm terrified. And I'm going to ask, where's the umbrella made? We should start with toasters and umbrellas. Number two, a total focus on jobs in America and all of the infrastructure that we need to bring about a whole new business industry in the United States. And while we're doing that, review all the trade agreements that we entered into in the last 25 years. Everything. Every agreement to see where we benefit and where others benefit. And put it out on the internet, on radio broadcasts, on all the major networks to show people where we are and then let them speak up about
Mike,
how they do it.
Mike, that would be awesome. And actually show how it worked. Where did it work? Did it fail? What actually happened? Did we actually give our jobs away, the textile industry, for political gain?
Yes, we did. And in fact, I would say that it has to be shown to people.
Yeah.
If we could get you and Rich right up on the top in the new Independent Party to be right there, I would be able to help with the platform committee. But number three, all education standards be based on history, civics, math, and actual job skills that will allow graduates to be employed once they walked out of the school. How can we have people walking out with great sheepskin and yet nowhere to take that sheepskin and say, this is the skill I have? Many don't even know how to balance a checkbook, don't understand the basics.
And somebody's buying another yacht that used our children.
That's right. And this is this here, the education system. There are so many, you know what happened in many of the school districts as I talked to some of the teachers? They said, well, at one time we had within our school district five trade schools. Now we have one. And in some cases, we have one county with one school district, and it's used by two or three counties. That's how they've reduced the trade schools down. Well, if you're in a business and you're going to need an electrician, a plumber, and all, what are you supposed to do? Go to the person with a sheepskin for Bachelor of Arts degrees or whatever? You're not. It's not going to work. It hasn't worked in 25 to 30 years. The next president has to unleash the educational system back to the communities where the industries are located, and the teachers and the supervisors and the principals all have to get together and say, we got to do something to bring skilled workers back into the labor force in the USA.
Mike, I want to add something to that, if I could, Rich. You know, they got to sit in my seat and see what we need, because they don't really realize how hard it is to find a hands-on guy. But just 2 weeks ago, we were working for a lot of years on getting a grant for our local school system, and it's called BOCES up here. And many public schools tie with this BOCES, so one BOCES might take care of six, eight, let students come from that school over. And it's a trade school. You can take nursing, you can take machining, you can take diesel mechanics. Or they never had welding, so 12 years it took to get the grant, and I just finished the quote for them where they asked me to help design the workstations, which there'll be 12 in the school. And I said, I helped them design. I said, let's teach welding that they need today, not stick welding of yesterday, pulse MIG. And it was a great tie. We got the quote together, and Miller Welding gave off 29% for the project, and everybody was involved, and the goal was to advance and to let kids, you know, out of that. It was great, we're going to add welding, but at the other turn, the school was sad to mention to me they're going to lose the machining offer, that course, because there wasn't enough kids that were applying from the schools. And I go back to the guidance counselors and the teachers, or the guidance counselors and the parents, because, again, they got to make it okay. If Billy doesn't want to be a doctor, he can work with his hands. And that's so much of the problem.
You're right, Mark. And there's also one other big problem that has hit the entire United States, every community, and that is because so many of our industries were taken out of this country. Boys and girls with skills are not needed as they were 10 or 15 years ago. That has to be totally overturned.
But don't you agree they got to make it okay?
They must make it a priority. Yeah, I mean, civics and history has to get back into the schools too. Nobody knows the real history of America,
right?
240 years ago. They have to go back to that. Civics, how do you get involved in your community? There are few organizations in the school that really blossom these days. It's just, you know, I'm here till 3 o'clock and I run out the door and forget about it. We have to become a country where people love to learn and participate and be skilled. And also with skills, you'll be able to learn.
You know,
and also earn.
You know, on that list of things when you start school, you got to get these certain things before you start in September. They should put a pocket-sized constitution in there. They've got to, every kid's got to read one.
Well, I think that every school should have some kind of a play or something every year where the kids have to participate in honoring the Constitution of the United States, so they know what it is when you
so
say.
So they know what we're talking about, right?
You have no idea, the Constitution. Oh, well, isn't that housed in Philadelphia? Yes, but what's on it? I don't know. That's disappointing. That's history, civics. I mean, we should have computer classes. Reading and math should be just as important as history and civics, because a country that does not know about its past will definitely repeat its mistakes.
Michael, all I can say on this topic is, man, do I have a lot to say. I would encourage our listeners to give an honest and objective look at who has really infiltrated our schools, our universities, our entertainment, our media, our social media. What are the people like who, for the most part, not all, but for the most part, run these organizations and companies? I'm not going to ask you to answer on air, Mark, but do you know, Michael? Do you know Larkin? I'm sorry that we're missing Larkin. I can't help myself, so I'm just going to say this in honor of Larkin. Congressman Ryan, tear down your wall. Do you guys know?
Hey, that's a good idea, Rich.
Congressman
Why
Ryan,
should he have a wall to protect himself and his family, and yet America cannot have a wall to protect its borders, any border?
Tear down your wall. Do you guys know who's really in those institutions? Do our listeners know? And if you give an honest and objective analytical look at it all, it explains itself, Michael. It speaks for itself. Again, not all. It's not fair to lump everybody into one group. But take a look and you'll see.
You know, Rich and everybody, Mark, the people in America's leadership, they simply want to avoid the facts and figures about jobs in America. Every month they give this, oh, we created 200,000. As I said earlier, but 300,000 people retired. They don't want to put the two reports together like we do on this program. Many people that I meet say, I can't believe until I looked it up myself on Google that 10,000 Americans retire every day. I can't believe it. I said,
Mike, if
yes.
Them numbers were accurate like a fuel gauge, they would have ran out of fuel a long time ago, right? You know, certain things they say, you got it, like you said, you know the facts, how many are retiring, how many are moving, what's really happening.
And those people that are on disability or whatever, many of them could be given some sort of employment so they could feel better about themselves. But there's no place to send them. Even many of the youth programs where children had problems with disabilities, they have all moved over to foreign countries. So those young people in America are now left with no place to go every day. So it's really hurting them in many, many ways. And yet the political people say, well, that's the way it is in a free market economy. I'm sorry. Leadership has not looked for the good of the American people, and it's time to change it.
And you know how much truth is in, like, if a foreigner comes over, do they get free college? Is that true?
Well, many of them, it depends on what their situation is.
I was told that. I didn't
come,
know
if they come on some sort of a amnesty of some sort, or they're running from a communist government, or, you know, they do get some help. They get so many months of free medical and free stamps and things like that. But not on a regular basis that you'll go forever. In some cases, it does last forever, and that is because they don't speak the language, number one, and number two, there are no jobs to send them to. As I said earlier, the platform committee met, and they have not put on their agenda, number one, double the amount of jobs located here in the USA. Could you imagine, Mark, if the people in your area, let's just focus on that Buffalo area, could you imagine if they had double the amount of jobs in that community? I mean, it would flourish again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it doesn't make sense. We have to look and make at least one competitive product of everything sold. I think it's demoralizing, first of all, for the young people to go into a store, look at the labels, and see nothing made in America. It's really sad when I consider it that way. Anyways.
I love when, you know, I educate them and raise awareness, and at least they blame me. Thanks to you, Mark, it takes longer to shop now. Because no matter what they say, they're going, they're looking. And I love that. You know, and with the audience and, you know, Mike and Rich, I'd like to always be positive because we do make accomplishments. And I think, you know, the audience, your listeners, Mike, have done a wonderful job in buying Made in America products because, you know, we're up to 8 stores and we're selling products. And people, you know, we did a show 2 weekends ago called Jam in the Valley. It's 20,000 people, 8 National Country X. And We had our booth there, and it was right before the 4th of July. The 4th of July was that Monday. The hugs from servicemen and thank yous when we're over there, this helps us. You know, somebody's keeping up and got our back over here. To me and my team there was just unbelievable this year. So I want to make sure the audience and you guys know we're making a difference. Every day we're chipping away at this, even this show today. As much as, you know, we're for Bolsa, we want a qualified leader. We're not picking. We're picking on all sides.
Yes, and in fact, think we have to stop focusing on race and creed.
Absolutely.
We are Americans. We're one people. The media is really trying hard to distract us from the real issues, which means how do we get jobs? How do we support our families? How do we have a time for a vacation again every year? How do we not have to struggle day by day looking for where the next dollar will come? And why do we have to humiliate ourselves running to some government official to give you some open door to get some job program or whatever? It doesn't make sense. We, the consumers of America, and I plead with everyone listening today and all those that will listen to our rebroadcast, please go out, look at labels, speak up in support of American Made, and don't forget to check the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com, where you'll find links to Rich Loges and Mark Andel and Larkin Connolly and all that we're trying to do. Spread the word about our rebroadcast. Let somebody hear a few radical guys like us talking about things that are happening in America or things that should be happening in America.
Michael, can I make a point? And Mark, I'm sorry to embarrass you, but I'm going to do it. And I'm sorry. I consider Mark a bona fide historic figure in our country right now. I really do. And you know, Mark, the thing about historic figures, sometimes I imagine they might feel a bit lonely. You actually hinted at this before, right? You said, where is the rest of Made in America? People ask you, are you still doing, I mean, it's like you joined Amway, you know, are you still doing that thing?
Right.
You know, like, it's like, you know, that thing, hey, Mark, right? are you still doing that thing? So you find yourself and your staff, what you're doing is historic. So again, I'm sorry to embarrass you about that point, but it's what I believe.
Gentlemen, I want to say I thought today's broadcast was extremely good. The convention starts for the Republicans this Monday, the 18th. The Democrats the following Monday. I hope that the people sit back and listen to some of the speeches, listen to what they have to say. We'll be discussing it as time goes on. But I want to say thank you, Mark, and thank you, Rich, for being with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, please go out and support American Made. And remember, all the little stores, the hoagie makers, the pizzas, everybody else that's out there, they're all making American Made things to fill your tummies up with. And when you're having a picnic, look for all those delicious American Made products that they'll be offering you. They're made by Americans in America, and help support those stores. Until I see all of you in my travels, or I'm with you again on Saturday morning at 11, I wish you and yours the very best. Have a great one.
Have a great
week,
everyone.
Guys.
Great show. Bye, America.
Thanks, everyone.